Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
All right, today's going to be a fun one. We've got to talk about some absolutely insane right-wing drama, some drama that is blowing up all over the internet. I'm going to walk you through this bizarre story, but it's also kind of personal for me because the people, the characters involved in this story have personally attacked me on Twitter. They've attacked Adam Mockler. They've attacked Harry Sisson because remember, these are conservative influencers. These are people fighting the good fight for conservative traditional values. You're about to find out. I'm not sure they really believe in what they say online. What a shocker. What a shocker. So let me set up the characters for you. This is Elijah Schaefer, our first character. He has almost 900,000 followers on Twitter. He is the CEO of Rift TV, this right-wing media company. Okay? Elijah Schaefer, very well known online. Our second character is a woman by the name of Sarah Stock. Now, Sarah Stock is a right-wing woman who fights for traditional values, wait until marriage, you know, women need to be more submissive, all these just bizarre, just, you know, you already get the idea. You see here, America First, 136,000 followers here on Twitter. Okay, so these are two pretty well-known right-wing influencers fighting the good fight. Lastly, I want to point out Elijah Schaefer is married. This is a picture of him and his wife and his two kids. He posted this photo online, a little bit older than Sarah Stock, who's probably around my age. I'm 24. Sarah Stock also got married. Again, it was very important to her to wait till marriage to find a husband that I guess she could submit to by her own words. That sounds kind of strange coming out of my mouth, but again, I'm just explaining who these individuals are. This is Will. Her husband, Will, has since taken down all his Instagram photos with Sarah Stock after this insane revelation. Let's hop right into it. This is who Sarah Stock is. This is the type of stuff she was posting. Before I hit play, if you're watching this right now and you're like, Chris, this seems like a really interesting story, but who are you? Okay, I clicked on the Adam Mockler channel. You're not Adam. You're right. I'm not Adam. Don't worry. My name's Chris Mowry. I now do a daily show. Excuse me, here on the Adam Mockler channel. And so if you enjoy the way I do videos, you can go right down below and make sure you're subscribed to both my YouTube channel. I've been putting in a lot of work over there. You guys have shown so much love. Truly, I appreciate it. Make sure you're subscribed to me, Chris D. Mowry, and the Adam Mockler channel, where I will be here every single day. And you already know Adam has been pumping out crazy amounts of content here to keep you guys updated. We love each and every one of you. All right, let's hop right into this. This is the type of stuff Sarah Stock posted. Take a listen.
It's weird how so many people get upset with the whole trad wife trend and try to say that you can't be a traditional wife or a traditional woman if you're living in the modern era and if you're posting about it. Like, if you have a cell phone, then you're automatically not traditional because we didn't have cell phones in the past. I don't think these people understand tradition isn't about a time in history. It's about constants and values that transcend history, that have stood the test of time. And these values include women's domain being in the home, women being submissive to their husband, women prioritizing their children, women being feminine, dressing modestly. You know, these are all things that you can do while adapting to the modern world. For instance, you can dress modestly while still wearing modern clothing. You can still take care of your children and take care of the house while using modern technology. So tradition isn't about a place and time. You can absolutely be a
trad. All right, so I think you get the idea of who Sarah Stock is, pushing for traditional values. Now, here comes the controversy. MAGA stars marriage on rocks after, quote, best sex ever with Christian podcaster mistress who shot to fame by railing against premarital relations. That's right. This entire controversy is because Elijah Schaefer basically crashed out on the internet, and it was revealed by one of his friends online that he has been secretly having sexual relationship with Sarah Stock. I also want to point out Sarah Stock is technically Elijah Schaefer's employee. She runs a show, or did run a show, on Rift TV. And so it turns out the people pushing all of these traditional values, not so traditional after all. Milo here, who was actually one of Elijah Schaefer's friends, basically revealed all of this. Stunning new details from the Mail. Sarah Stock got her fiancé to pay for her Ubers to Elijah Schaefer's hotel, telling him that they had to work late. Schaefer had a secret second apartment blocks from his marital home where Stock and other mistresses were kept. He was sleeping with multiple different women when he was married to his wife and pushing these conservative values. Schaefer coached his own children, one of them still being a toddler, into lying to their mom to cover up his affairs. Stock admits it was a five-month-long affair and now says she wants nothing to do with Schaefer. Schaefer was caught on a Ring camera showing a friend nude photos of all the women he was sleeping with. He later claimed to his wife that they were, quote, all pictures of her. What a great guy, a great husband, but also someone clearly, these two individuals with conservative values. Sarah Stock married and having an affair, but the traditional wife, you know, wait until marriage and stay submissive to your husband or something. Meanwhile, Schaefer told his friends Stock was, quote, the best he ever had. This is Sarah Stock on the Whatever podcast. If you're familiar, take a listen.
I'm Sarah Stock. I'm 20. I'm from Newport Beach. I'm single. I've never had a long, serious relationship or anything. I've had like two pretty short relationships and a lot of first dates kind of thing.
How many first dates would you say you've had?
No idea, to be honest.
More than 10, more than 20, more than 30?
I don't know. Probably around 20 over my life.
Okay. What's the longest period of time that you've dated a guy?
Like 2.5, 3 months, I think.
Would you call it a situationship?
No.
Have you ever called somebody your boyfriend?
Yeah.
You're also religious, correct?
Yeah, I'm a Christian.
Are you waiting until marriage?
Yep.
Have you always waited till marriage?
Yes.
You both are virgins, is that correct?
Yeah.
Yes.
No shame, just...
Yeah.
Okay,
right
cool.
On. I said yes.
What's your body count?
It's 8.
4.
I can give, like, a roundabout.
Sure.
Like, 120.
Okay, so I think you get the idea at the beginning there of who Sarah Stock is. I also want to point out, again, just like watching this, what a bizarre podcast, okay? The people who run the Whatever podcast are such losers, okay? Like, I don't know who spends their time watching this. Maybe I don't know enough about it, but whatever's going on right here just seems so just bizarre and weird and unfortunate. Now, before I show you more videos of Sarah Stock, I do want to back up just for a second. How did this all come to be? How did this get revealed? How did this blow up these conservative influencers' entire careers? Well, it happened because one day, Elijah Schaefer, who again, very big on Twitter, basically started having an entire breakdown on Twitter. It's suspected, I think, that Elijah Schaefer, maybe his wife found out what was going on, and it would end up with Elijah Schaefer essentially having a mental episode, a mental break. And so this is one of the things he tweeted. People started figuring out, you know, something's not right here. Quote, I do not know where my wife and kids are, and I cannot get a hold of them. They are filed as missing persons. They have gone missing. Enforcement, confirmed someone in my household set me up. They planted drugs and said I was a criminal. This will be a public trial by the FBI. So obviously, from a mental perspective, maybe not in the best mental state here. He was also posting videos. He was also posting videos walking around hotels and talking, kind of mumbling to himself. Take a look.
My life doesn't make any sense right now, but this is the way back to my hotel room, and it doesn't make any sense. I now have to leave my hotel room because of a flood. This is very weird. But what's going on here, okay? It's very bizarre. So there's some, I guess, some water moving here. Okay, cool. Won't walk in that. My feet are wet. And then we got some flooding, I guess. Okay, it's falling on me. But what even is going on, right? There's a thing, okay? At least I can, like, take a seat and actually rest. But then I have some what? Some Diet Dr. Pepper? No one believes me that my life doesn't...
So, obviously, like, this hotel does not appear open or operational. So not sure kind of what's going on with that. But again, that is essentially how this whole thing started. Elijah Schaefer, assuming his wife found out, would end up, I guess, mentally not doing great people started asking questions, and then one of his friends essentially revealing all of this online. So again, him writing, "I do not know where my wife and kids are. I cannot get a hold of them." Schaefer has been married to his wife since 2019. They met on Instagram after she moved to the U.S. They have two sons, aged 2 and 15 months. I feel awful for the wife and the children. But his meltdown led to claims about his personal life being leaked online. Schaefer allegedly had an affair, with his 21-year-old employee, Sarah Stock. I apologize. I think I said Sarah Stock was 24, 25. She is actually 21, a podcaster who shames women, as you've heard and will hear again in a second, for having premarital sex. It was also, again, revealed that there were multiple other women that Schaefer was involved with, and then he would continue to tweet saying, "They've kidnapped my family, they've stolen my money, I will bring justice, I need the public to know, I'm in Virginia, the government is aware, I believe the FBI is trying to destroy my life and kill me, I am the victim of serious targeted felony crimes, I am not suicidal, they kidnapped my family, like I just said, Americans are being targeted like this, but they don't have the platform to expose it, they're taking everything from me, I will show everything soon, it's bad, DHS is working on this case as well, I'm not taking any drugs, I would never unalive myself. I am not home. I am safe." So again, Elijah Schaefer here appearing to have a mental episode after his wife figures out what's going on. She obviously probably, you know, removed herself from that situation with the children and Elijah Schaefer doing that. This is more context on the type of person that Sarah Stock was.
I looked sold on everything and then people just started to all tell me I'm pregnant. That would literally be impossible because I'm not married yet. So no, I'm not pregnant. Maybe I'll let you guys know when I am pregnant, but probably not, because last time I made an announcement about my personal life, all the e-girls started coming for me.
So someone who's not pregnant, not possible to be pregnant because waiting until marriage, and somebody who rages against the culture, the left culture, the culture we've built in the United States, even though she's Canadian, which I find interesting. So I think you get the idea. The point here being is not only is this insanity, but be very careful of who you listen to online, because it seems like it's a consistent theme amongst the right. Of course, this happens on all sides of the political aisle. People say they're one thing. It happens in life in general. People say they're one thing and they're not. But it happens pretty frequently on the right side of the aisle, especially with individuals who claim to be, you know, fighting the good fight for traditional values, not so traditional after all. Let me know what you think of all of this in the comments down below. Remember, my name is Chris Mowry. I do a daily show here on the Adam Mockler channel now. Make sure you subscribe to both me and Adam Mockler down below, and I will see you tomorrow.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.